Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, hold on. Let's start over. How do we announce ourselves?
So, my name is Lauren Bald.
I'm going to use this part, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm Cameo Wynn.
And we are
atypical. We don't know what we're doing.
Both.
Oh.
We're just. No, you're good.
You're good.
So yeah, we are the designers, owners, principals, boss ladies of Atypical Design Studio. And today we are here to talk to you about the ever. It's not elusive. I was gonna say the ever elusive.
One of our favorite materials.
One of our favorite materials
to use in so many of our projects.
Zalige tile or Zalige.
I say Zalige, but
Zalige.
Sometimes I mix it up and say Zalige because to be honest, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
We could Google it.
Yeah. Anyways, should I Google it?
Yeah. Let's say it correctly.
How do you pronounce Zalige tile?
Okay, I found this on the web for how do you pronounce Zalige tile. Check it out.
That's not true. Right.
Thanks.
Google it.
Okay. Hold tight, everyone. How do you pronounce Zalige? We gotta watch an ad real quick.
There should just be like a little button that you can push. Or if you go back.
Is it saying something?
Name pronunciation from Arabic.
Oh no.
It's from Zaliga.
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 A type of mosaic. Zaliga.
Zaliga.
Zaliga. Okay, so we're all pronouncing it wrong. So, Zaliga.
Zalige.
Zalige. Zalige.
Here, what's this guy say?
This guy is white.
Let's talk about how you can bring a very hot trend right now into your own home, and that's Zalige tiles. Traditional Zalige tiles are...
I'm not going off of him. I like the other guy better. So... Zaliga, Zalige, Zalige. Okay, we're here to talk about that, now that we've gotten that out of the way.
Sadly enough, we do not know how to pronounce it properly, but we certainly know how to use it.
Yes, we do. So, couple things about it. It is handmade, so you are going to get a lot of variation. Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna wait. In the color. So one thing we have to tell people is that when we spec Zaliga tile, that all of the color is not going to be consistent, the shape isn't going to be completely consistent, and the thickness is not going to be completely consistent.
A lot
so
of movement.
As you can see, yes.
On each piece.
Tile installers are not a humongous fan of this because a lot of times they like things to be perfect and straight, and so these are not perfect and straight. It's a little bit of a struggle. So you're also going to have uneven grout lines,
which in my opinion is part of the charm.
Totally.
You know, like a handmade thing just feels more authentic and
yeah,
it gives character.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And we like things to be perfectly imperfect a lot of times. If it's too perfect and too designed, it doesn't feel personable. And I think you want to have that little bit of like age in your space. So it's not like everything was purchased and installed at the same time. Even if it was, we like it to not. Since I pick my ear. It's already 4 minutes long. I'm just gonna watch anything for 4 minutes.
Especially just us trying to figure out how to pronounce the leash.
The leash. But yeah, so one thing, yeah, we love to spec it because it gives you like a cool texture, a cool sheen. It feels very handmade. It is handmade, but the contractors are always telling us, like, make sure you know how thick it is when you spec it, because look at the difference between these two. So it will add thickness to your walls, which is one thing that we have to be cognizant of when we're like doing a shower or a floor. It's going to really affect a transition. If you're transitioning from like a tile floor to a wood floor, it's going to add quite a bit of height there. So you have to consider your transitions. Also like how it's going to end. Like
definitely, you know, we try to avoid Schluter as much as possible, just because it doesn't have that refined, like very custom look. But so, you know, you just have to think through, you know, what an outside edge is going to look like. Is it possible to transition it with like a trim piece, or does it make sense to add in some sort of marble? Yeah, like is it possible to mortar? So there's just those things you need to talk about with the installer and the contractor prior to speccing.
And miter would be like if we took these edges together.
But the other way.
But the other way.
Yeah. Like this. Basically, if you were able to close that corner, so this is a butt joint, and you want to have a mitered edge so that... So how do I show this?
I don't know.
But basically, so that it cuts back in a diagonal.
Oh, yeah, it's a diagonal. Mm-hmm. So it's easier when it's like that. When it's like a...
That one kind of has a mitered edge, actually.
Yeah, like
a little bit, so you can see how it cuts like back. So if you are on an outside corner, then you just get like a nice tight grout line,
but it could chip, so you gotta be careful of where you're putting that. Like don't do that on stairs or anything like that. But and they come in these cool mosaic patterns. There's a couple of brands that we like. This one's from Zia. They are a good brand we like to use. We got Popham.
Mm-hmm. Clay tile.
That's another one. I love this color right now. See a tile. This is called Skylight, and it's like this kind of cool periwinkle blue. It's very cool.
And occasionally, can we use them outdoors?
Probably not in Utah.
Covered areas. Like, yeah, so California.
Yeah, in certain areas you can. In Utah, whenever somebody says something's outdoor, we have to like be like, are you sure? Because we have crazy freeze thaw.
Yeah, you can't have, you have to check
freeze
the freeze
temperature variations that cause things to crack and shift.
Yes.
More
the
than
freeze
normal.
Thaw is an important factor when looking at an outdoor tile. But sometimes you can. In the right climate.
There's also like cheaper options, something like this that you can get at like, this is from Tile Bar. They sell them a bunch of different, like Home Depot sells them, I think. And it's definitely, it's made to look handmade, but it's machine made, and it's got those squared off edges. It's ceramic. So these we try to steer clear of when we can, just because it doesn't quite have that same effect as something that truly is handmade. So just know that they're not all created equal when you're sourcing them.
Yeah, but they're a really great way to just add character and jazz up a space. You know, even if you're using a neutral, it doesn't have to necessarily be like a super bright color, and the texture of it and the unevenness of it really like creates a moment.
You heard it here first.
So all in all, even though there are some downfalls.
Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit pricey. It's pricey for the material. It's pricey to install. But I think if you're doing it in like a cool area that's going to really make a statement. It's totally worth it.
It's definitely worth it. It adds a lot to a space, and we really love it. So even with all of those difficulties, you know, we're not shy of doing hard things. So we like to get risky with our
risky and risque.
So it's good stuff. I think good to know the pros and cons. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're here to tell you about. But also, don't be shy with it. Explore and have fun. That's what we're all about.
Totally.
Totes. Yep.
Thanks for watching. Let us know if you have other stuff you want us to talk about. If you'd like us to
show
up.
We need ideas. We can show up too. Actually, we have a lot of ideas. Mm-hmm. But some may be better than others, really. So.
See you soon.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you.